Welcome to Feasting on the Word for December the 8th, 2021. This ancient tradition of the church is a way in which we simply immerse ourselves in God's Word. We do that by hearing a short passage of Scripture a number of times sequentially, with just silence interspersed between those readings. To update this practice a little bit, we use four different translations currently as a way to try to illuminate some of the meaning in the passage, or to allow us to hear it in a different manner, in a different way this year. There's a minute of silence following the first reading, a minute following the second reading, a longer period of 3 minutes of silence following the third reading as an opportunity for us to turn to God in prayer, and then it is read one final time to conclude the discipline. In preparation for that longer period of silence where we are encouraged to turn to God in prayer, I find it helpful to have something to write with and something to write on nearby. So as I hear that scripture the first three times, I can write down my impressions, the words that are hanging in my mind, and the way it is stirring my imagination, or the challenge that it is laying before me, even the way it's confusing me. And all of that can be then taken to God in prayer in that longer period of silence. Over the next few weeks, I will try to be using scriptures that we connect in with this season of Advent and ultimately Christmas. And so they are more familiar by virtue of that. I apologize for the phone in the background there. And so let us get now towards our first reading of the passage this week, which comes to us from the Gospel of Luke. Hold on one second. I'm going to let that ring finish. Okay, thank you. It comes to us from the Gospel of Luke, and this is in the third chapter, verses 1 through 6, beginning with the New Revised Standard Version. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Licinius, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." Okay, we turn to our second reading of Luke chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, from the Message. In the 15th year of the ruler of Caesar Tiberius, it was while Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod, ruler of Galilee, his brother Philip, ruler of Iturea and Trachonitis, Licinius, ruler of Abilene, during the chief priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, John, Zechariah's son, out in the desert at the time, received a message from God. He went all through the country around the Jordan River preaching a baptism of life change, leading to forgiveness of sins, as described in the words of Isaiah the prophet. Thunder in the desert, prepare God's arrival, make the road smooth and straight. Every ditch will be filled in, every bump smoothed out, the detours straightened out, all the ruts paved over. Everyone will be there to see the parade of God's salvation. To our third reading, remember a longer period of silence now follows this reading of Luke 3, 1 through 6 from the Living Bible. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius Caesar, a message came from God to John, the son of Zacharias, as he was living out in the deserts. Pilate was governor over Judea at that time, Herod over Galilee, his brother Philip over Etruria and Trachonitis, Licinius over Abilene, and Annas and Caiaphas were high priests. Then John went from place to place on both sides of the Jordan River, preaching that people should be baptized to show that they had turned to God and away from their sins in order to be forgiven. In the words of Isaiah the prophet, John was a voice shouting from the barren wilderness, "Prepare a road for the Lord to travel on, widen the pathway before him, level the mountains, fill up the valleys, straighten the curves, smooth out the ruts, and then all mankind shall see the Savior sent from God." our fourth and final reading of Luke 3, 1 through 6 from the New International Version. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate were governor of Judea, Herod Tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip Tetrarch of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Licinius Tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the country around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, "A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked roads shall become straight, the rough ways smooth, and all people will see God's salvation." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.